Hello everyone and welcome to the Priceless Podcast. My name is Mikhail Sechin and this podcast is made in partnership with the European Forum of LGBTI Plus Groups. And today I'm also welcoming two guests from Italy. And why from Italy? Because this year there is going to be the European Forum Conference and we're going to find out a little bit more about that and what you can expect. So I'll tell you right away, if you want to register for the conference, you can find the link in the podcast description. With me today is Fabio and Filippo. So welcome to the Priceless Podcast and thank you for accepting this invitation.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. I'm glad that you accepted and that you're willing to talk a little bit about the conference. So in the very beginning, can you introduce yourselves, say a little bit about who you are and why you are here?
My name is Fabio Regis. I am the coordinator of our national association of LGBT Christians in Italy, Cammini di Speranza, regional coordinator for Milano and Lombardy, which is the region around Milano. And my background is Catholic, Roman Catholic.
Thank you. We have a new third guest,
yes.
And
yes.
It's Francesco, if I saw it right.
Right.
So welcome, Francesco, to the Priceless Podcast.
Hi there. Thank you very much.
So who's going to go next, Filippo or Francesco?
I'll go. My name is Filippo Natoli. I was born in Switzerland, actually, but I've always lived in Sicily, where I'm living now, of course. It's not my first time as a co-coordinator, because when in 2018 we held the conference in Albano, I was there taking care of guests and accommodations and all the technical part of the organization of the conference, which of course will be my trade this time too.
Oh, thank you. Hi there. So I'm Francesco and I'm half Swedish, half Italian. Like Fabio and Filippo, I've been in this wonderful world of LGBT Catholics, Christians in Italy, and I'm part of Milan's group. And and this is a great project, a lot of fun to be here with Fabio and Filippo and everybody else organizing this this event.
I'm Catholic too, but it's just a chance. There are not only Catholics in the group that's organizing it, of course.
Thank you so much for sharing a little bit about yourself. It is interesting to come to Italy and see priests and supporting. When we were in Albano, we even had like a support letter of the bishop, and that was extremely interesting to experience as someone from a Catholic country that is more conservative or closed, where it's harder to find someone who would publicly declare their support from the Catholic Church for LGBTIQ people.
Two things, actually. The first one, I forgot to tell you that I come from the first group in Italy, probably in the world, who was hosted in a Catholic church since 1990. Sorry. Now the group is has melted. And the second thing is that this year too, the location, the venue is a property of the Church of Milan, I think, right? Giusto, Fabio?
Yeah, absolutely. Villa Cagnola is a property of the church. Yes, of course. That's the reason why they give hospitality to religious conferences like ours. It's very interesting that, for example, in November, when we had a preparation meeting at the villa, we were a Christian group of people. Of course, LGBTI+, and in a room, and in another meeting room, there was another meeting of another, let's say, mainstream Christian group, and all together in the list of the meetings of the day. And I have this picture with the names of LGBT Christians groups and the other Christian groups all together, to be treated like every other believers in the church. That's what I experienced in November when we met at the villa.
Tell me about the European Conference. What is it, and what can they gain from the European Conference?
Speaking as an Italian, I think that the ecumenical perspective is very important, and to share stories, to share experiences with people from other European countries of different Christian denomination, is something that is a richness that enriches me a lot every time.
I think that, it's always a very beautiful moment where friendships are made, where there's a lot of networking, where there's a lot of exchange, and a lot of friendship, a lot of communion. I have to say, I had never been to this location. So Fabio was saying, you know, when we went, I knew it was a beautiful place, but I was surprised at how beautiful it was. You know, there are these really wonderful views over the lake, beautiful gardens, beautiful, beautiful spaces. I think quite a good kitchen as well, you know, beautiful food as well. So I think that this conference here will be, you know, that there is a good frame for the picture within. So I think it's a very beautiful location for friendship, for exchange, and just for being together, for communion. I'm really looking forward to that.
Is the main event probably of the European Forum or LGBTQ+, et cetera, Christian groups, which is an ecumenical association of Christian LGBTI+ Christian groups in Europe. It will be this year, in a way, innovative, probably. There will be a few things that have not been done before. I don't want to spoil anything now, but... we will try to link what we have been in the past to what we can be in the future. That's why the title of this conference, the subtitle is Memory and Prophecy. I always remember a motto they say in Cameroon, that is, when you don't know where you're going, don't forget where you come from. And I think it's very wise. Everybody is... welcome, of course, and especially those who want to try and find a way of being able to find their place in the church, but in a very working way, I would say. The idea is that LGBT Christians have always been there, but in the recent years are gaining more spaces and a little bit of a recognition as far as Catholic Church mainly is concerned, of course, but not only, which doesn't mean that we don't have to forget the issues that are connected with being gay or lesbian or whatever is your feeling and faith. And so we will have also many moments dedicated to the so-called conversion therapies, that's right, which is a very sad and sometimes and always a present issue in many countries.
Let me expand on the concept of memory. We would like to, in a way, interconnect generations, the youth, and the older people around the theme of memory, and to respond all together to the question, what has been already done for enlarging the place of the tent We would like to focus on the how the inclusion of LGBTI plus people has changed over time, and how our struggles for our dignity in society and in the churches are a precious thing that has to be preserved for the benefits of the youth. Keeping alive the memory is useful to remind everybody that we cannot take for granted the milestones reached, and we have to favor the occasion of testimony of the past experiences done, and for what past generation has suffered in terms of discriminations and homophobia, transphobia, so that new generations do not let their guard down.
You already said where the conference is going to be. You mentioned the place in Milan, a beautiful villa. What about the program? What is happening at the conference? What can people expect?
The program is, I would say, quite a standard program of the annual conferences of the European Forum. So there will be pre-cons, women and men, but also queer, from organized by some people from the youth working group, the DV8 pre-conf, and the RCC pre-conf as well. And there will be two sessions of pre-confs. And then we move to the main conference, which is divided in two moments. I mean, the plenaries, of course, in the beginning, let's say, so sort of opening ceremony, and at the end, the closing ceremony. We then will split up in smaller groups for workshops. I think around 20 different workshops. So again, also this year, there will be lots of choices for everybody based on preferences.
Yes, we have to say that the location is not in Milan, actually. It's close to Varese. So this is important. But we will go on Saturday to Milan, and then there will be ecumenical ceremony that will be held in Baptist Church, right? Yes. So that you can see that it's not Catholic. No, it's Catholic in Italy. And after that, we will go back to Villa Cagnola for a special dinner and yes, party, yes. There has to be, of course, something like that. It's also, this is a tradition. It's part of the memory, right, in a way, of the form of the conferences.
Yeah, and also whilst in Milan, there will be some options for tours as well. People, you know, not everybody will have seen Milan, so people will certainly want to see Milan. And we'll have a selection of tours that I think we're still working on, right? We're still finalizing them, but most probably we'll have a visit to Milan's cathedral, which is really very, very a beautiful, spectacular Gothic cathedral. We might have a visit of Protestant Milan. That's a possibility that we're looking at. Perhaps a visit to the castle, because Milan has quite a large fortress that is really interesting. When we're at Milan, there might also be a course for LGBT couples and also non-LGBT couples in a church in Milan. So people might also have the opportunity to taste Milan's kind of Milan, the Church of Milan's LGBT plus pastoral. That might also be a possibility. There's definitely going to be an exciting selection of possibilities, you know, to see and taste different parts of Milan, you know, both churches and the rest.
I don't know about you, dear viewers and listeners, but I'm already getting excited. So thank you for sharing this. What if someone comes for the first time?
Yes, there is always newcomers are always taking specially care of. There will be people dedicated to this. And there should be a moment, I think, also in the program for newcomers, right? everybody who is either interested but not part maybe of a group, because generally speaking, you will find people who come here every year and are part of their local groups, but newcomers are welcome and will be accompanied during their first moments to understand how it works and what it's all about. In any case, in the registration form, there is also the outline of the program.
As far as we know, there will be also a group of, let's say, angels, especially for people who are coming for the next time to a EF conference. There will be someone that can be of help. And there will be, of course, a time for just socializing. And there will be also volunteers, of course, from the preparation team for practical things.
Is there something this year where people can also contribute if they want, or do you need people to contribute?
We still are open to receive availabilities and of course for liturgy, workshops, we still are open to availabilities, of course. Thank you for asking this. It's very important.
You're welcome. You're welcome. How can they let you know when they are planning to come to the conference? How can they let you know that they play an instrument or maybe have an idea for a workshop?
Email us at euroform2024@gmail.com.
Okay, we'll put it down in the podcast description so you can check it again.
Yeah, and there is also about music or other things. There is there are voices, points that you can tick up in the registration form. So if you go on the website of the European Forum LGBT Christian Groups, where you can find the form to register, if you have musical abilities or things like that, you can add it to the, and we'll consider. And in any case, we could get in touch with them if they, of course, because we need for each and every person a contact, which is an email, basically.
So if you want to register, you can go down in the podcast description and there will be a direct link to the registration form. Is there anything else that I didn't ask you and you think it's important to mention within this interview?
If you want to register, don't think too much, because if the registration speed is the same as the first days, we will finish the places available very soon, even if we will try and find other locations, of course, other hotels or things like that. And the faces you see here, you will also see in the in Villa Cagnola, in the conference.
Go and register as soon as possible.
Well, I might very briefly add that May is a beautiful, beautiful month in Lombardy. If you can extend your stay by a few days afterwards or before, I would highly recommend it.
Dear Fabio, Filippo and Francesco, thank you so much for taking the time and talking about the conference. You're welcome, and giving a little bit through your words a little taste of what is there ahead of us if we come to the conference. Yeah, if you want to see those lovely three faces again, register and come to the conference in May. Thank you for being with us. Don't forget that this podcast was made in partnership with the European Forum of LGBTI plus Christian Groups. See you next time for the Priceless Podcast. Until then, bye everyone, and bye Fabio,
bye.
Filippo
Bye-bye.
And Francesco. I think I never had to mention so many names.